Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Revelation, the third chapter. Jesus said, "And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Remember then what you received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you. Yet you still have a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who conquers will be clothed with us in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. And indeed, again, Jesus speaks to the church today, even as he spoke in warning and promise to the congregation in ancient Sardis, about a 50-mile journey inland from Ephesus. Wherever Jesus speaks, there is also the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete Comforter, proceeding from Father and Son, ever sent to teach the church, not just in one local place, but among the baptized in the multitude. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches in the plural. Are you listening? The whole of human history and experience, its cultures and societies, its literature, science, and the arts, are replete with stories and examples of individuals, families, and groups who, out of inattention or sheer laziness or a host of other sins, saw their most cherished relationships and possessions ebb away, in a manner almost barely noticed, only to one day discover that what was once treasured and beloved had been utterly lost or was never truly theirs in the first place. Reputations are stolen away, fortunes are reversed, illusions built over years and lifetimes are unexpectedly exposed, and paradise is lost. Those who previously seemed to be the winners come out on the losing end. Jesus issues a shocking judgment, the harshest wake-up call to the slumbering saints of Sardis, a city now devolved into a shell of its former self in prior decades, its glory days long gone, washed away in the rising tide of the Roman Empire. His pronouncement causes the heart to skip a beat. The thing that has been ebbing away under the cover of your Christian in name only reputation is life itself. Life in perfect righteousness bestowed as a gift. Stop deluding yourself. You no longer have what you have effectively lost. The glory days of a faith once held gone by. but eternal death. The precipice of death. This is where you stand today. Not merely a physical death of the body, but eternal death. Jesus provides ample evidence for such condemnation. Many bear the name Christian, but are wanting in good works. Can you have one without the other? I know your works. I have found them incomplete in the sight of my God. Christ's notice comes remarkably close to the epistolic warning of his brother James. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? What good is it when good works are absent, yet that person would claim to have a faith that saves him before God? Can that kind of good works absent faith save that person? To which James insistently demands an answer of no. A good works absent dead faith is a vastly different thing from the living and active faith that would be ascribed to every baptized believer, the sinner saint who stands truly righteous before God by trusting in Christ alone, his incarnation, death, and resurrection for you, for me, the believer who is thereby saved from sin, death, and damnation. This is the faith that inevitably yields the fruit of good works. When you bear the proper name of Christ by such faith, you properly bear his good works. But dead you are when faith has left the building. Any complacency about this at all calls for repentance. But in order to repent, you remember what you received and what you have heard. And what you have received and heard was the preaching, doctrine, and practice of the apostles in Christ's means of grace. This is why you and I prayed together this morning with great determination. In these last days of great distress, grant us, dear Lord, true steadfastness, that we keep pure till life is spent, your holy word and sacrament. As bitter and concerning as Christ's warning is, you as his dearly beloved and baptized, hold to his unshakable promise, which is better and more powerful by far. Christ knows you by name, and he will confess your name before the heavenly host as his faithful servant, declaring you as one loved and esteemed by his Father. That is his incomprehensible love and grace. Jesus said, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. They will walk with me in white, the white robe of the blood and righteousness of the Lamb who was slain for the sins of the world. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ, that Christ might sanctify his bride of the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word." Your saving faith always has its object in the other, the crucified and resurrected one, and yet just as consistently produces repentance, bears good works toward the neighbor, and erupts in praise and thanksgiving toward God. And this then is Christ's straightaway conclusion: "I will never blot you out of the book of life." It is the humble. It is those who quietly struggle in the dark night of their sins, yet remain steadfast in the faith and completely rely on the mercy of God in Christ. It is those humble, repentant sinners who turn out at dawn's morning light as the conquerors, victorious, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for David and Barbara Bush, who serve the Lord in Hong Kong. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.